All right, so my name is Nicholas Reitz. I'm from University of California, Davis. I work with Beth Mitchum there. And my presentation is called Blossom End Rot, Why Does the Blossom End Rot? That may seem a little bit redundant right now. It'll make sense, I promise. So, blossom end rot. There are three things you need to know about blossom end rot. Number one, it affects tomatoes and some peppers and some squash and actually some other things, melons. Mainly it affects tomatoes, and that's what you see up here. That didn't work at all. All right, so in the tomato you can see it progresses, but one thing you should note, which is the number two thing, is it only affects the blossom end. It only affects that bottom end, and this drives me absolutely nuts. Because the third thing you need to know is that it's affected by stresses. This is caused by like calcium or water stress or salt stress. But the whole tomato is going to be in that plant that's affected by the calcium stress or the water stress or the salt stress. So why is it that bottom? Or in other words, blossom end rot, why does the blossom end rot? So I went out to take a look at that. And so I measured different things that are associated with blossom end rot in different parts of the fruit. And so at the bottom here, I measured hydrogen peroxide at the top of the fruit, either in blossom end rot affected fruit or healthy fruit. Everything's going okay. There's not too much hydrogen peroxide. It's at normal levels. But in the tissue that's adjacent to blossom end rot, there's all sorts of hydrogen peroxide. It's going crazy. It's getting assaulted by these chemicals that are oxidizing membranes. And then in the bottom of the fruit, and this is the, in blossom end rot, these are the dead cells, or the very close to being dead cells. There's also this buildup of hydrogen peroxide, and in the healthy fruit, there's not much at all. So, you've got this buildup of hydrogen peroxide. So what could potentially save our tomato from blossom end rot? Well, you could have some catalase. That would eat up that hydrogen peroxide. And so that catalase, you can see in the blossom end rot fruit, at the bottom of the fruit, there is reduced catalase activity. And so what that tells us is that this tomato is not getting rid of the hydrogen peroxide that well. But in the top of the tomato, everything's going okay. If you look at fruic acid peroxidase activity, and then I have some autofluorescence down here, this final set of data shows that actually the bottom of the blossom end rot tomato is also lignifying. And so what's happening here is that the bottom of a blossom end rot tomato is getting assaulted by chemicals. The things that could save it, the catalase, is just not coming to save it. And it's like mummifying itself. It's starting to protect itself and going through these final death phases. I'm in the top of the tomato is just happy. It's just sitting there. So that's all. I have nothing more to say.